Victory to Birmingham bin workers desolate the Blairites. Christian Susilo O'Sullivan, Birmingham Central Socialist Party, Birmingham City Council, also known as the Blairite City Council by many local trade union activists, has been caught red-handed using blacklisting. The council has targeted refuse and collection workers from Unite the Union, who took industrial action last year to save safety critical grade 3 roles from being cut. Unite has discovered that the council made secret sweetheart payments, as described by Unite Assistant General Secretary Howard Beckett, as a reward to refuse workers who did not participate in last year's strike. The recipients were a minority section of staff, who received payments of £4,000 plus each. This is a clear act of discrimination, sanctioning, and, most disgustingly, a tactic of divide and rule. It is an action clearly designed to weaken the collective force of the union taken by, let's not forget, a Labour council. This is a Labour council that attempted to obtain a court injunction using Tory anti-union legislation. A Labour council which attempted to use a strike-breaking alternative workforce against union members. Despite all this, Unite members still offered an olive branch to this anti-worker council. The union stated that, if the council simply made payments of parity, so that all bin workers were paid equally, all parties involved could move on and attempt to rebuild the decimated trust between this Labour council and the Labour movement. But Birmingham Council was not in any mood to admit to its wrongdoings and make amends. Instead, it tried to shift the blame onto the bin workers, punishing staff by refusing holiday leave. The council also tried to poison public opinion, attempting to turn the bin workers' own communities against them, by utilizing contacts in the local media to run hostile anti-union headlines. With the council refusing to cooperate with Unite's final peace deal of parity payments, bin workers have been forced to escalate their work to rule action to a full-blown strike starting on the 19th of February. Why does struggle the ordinary working class and young people of Birmingham are behind the bin workers? We understand this is part of a wider fight to save our public services, as the already striking Birmingham home care workers know all too well. This is a fight not just for workplace justice, but against Tory austerity. It is a fight against all those councillors that do the Tories dirty work, implementing cuts at local level, no matter the colour of their rosettes. If these Labour councillors are not prepared to stand up for the working class, then they should stand down. If they won't go willingly, they should face death election as Labour candidates. They should be replaced with real working class fighters, drawn from across the trade union and socialist movement, fighters prepared to take a stand and support a no-cuts budget, ending all attacks on workers' rights. Ultimately, if the same pro-cuts councillors are not removed, and instead seek re-election, they should face an anti-cuts challenge at the ballot box. Workers across Birmingham need councillors who are working class fighters, prepared to take the battle to one of the weakest Tory governments of all time.